Yes, the Federal Reserve might have cut rates recently, but the good folks at Leaders Credit Union, they're ensuring that you can get the best rate possible for you to succeed in your financial journey. You can earn up to 4% APY on your savings in their 4-plus high-yield savings account. There's no balance tiers. There's no minimums. There's no requirements. Dividends pay monthly, so you feel the difference. You feel the growth every single month. Don't miss out on the chance to let your savings flourish. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to open your account today. Leaders is your financial champion and is federally insured by the NCUA. See website for full details and disclosures. Really unfortunate news last night in the NBA as former Memphis Tiger James Wiseman got the official diagnosis. He played on, Wednesday? He was part of the opening night, or I guess the full opening night, right, with everybody playing.
Yeah.
And he suffered a non-contact injury.
First quarter.
Yeah, first quarter, which obviously the fact that he's playing the first quarter says quite a bit, you know, about how the Pacers felt about him. I think Isaiah Jackson might have been out, but still, like, he had a chance. And unfortunately, the diagnosis has come in, and yesterday an MRI confirmed that James Wiseman suffered a torn left Achilles tendon. Pacers and James Wiseman are working collaboratively to determine treatment options, but obviously this is a season-ending injury.
You're right. He would not have even probably been out there if Isaiah Jackson doesn't have the groin strain.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He just signed a 2-year deal with the Pacers. He averaged 7-5 for the Pistons last year in 17 minutes a game. Obviously, former number 2 pick in the draft. And this is just a devastating injury, right? I mean, the guy has bounced around, you know, in some situations. I think we're not great fits for him, you know. And it finally feels like, okay, he's on a winning team. He's got a chance to be a contributor in the rotation. And the first freaking game of his regular season here, first game of a 2-year contract, he suffers a torn Achilles. Like, you just have to feel so sad for him, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the word. Yeah, here's the only $500,000 of that deal he signed with the Pacers was guaranteed.
Mm.
So who knows where this leaves him. It was a 4.7 over 2 years. So I think basically vet men, but yeah, only $500,000 guaranteed. It just seems like it can't get right, right? Never been able to get fully healthy, never been able to get fully into a situation and ready and open to developing him. There's all those things. And then you wonder, too, you know, you said it, should have played more college basketball games. You know, there was that saga and, you know, getting caught up, obviously, with the NCAA. The fact that was all over 11,500, you compare it to what the kinds of numbers we're talking about now and how these – you know, these student athletes are getting paid, and that little small paltry number, 11-5, you know, maybe cost probably. I mean, it did. It cost you a season of James Wiseman at Memphis, essentially, because once the NCAA came down, Memphis wanted to fight, and once James was off the floor, you know, you had the agents and everybody else saying, well, what you waiting on? Let's go. And so it always felt like you lost something while he was here, and maybe for James Wiseman, there was a lot of basketball there that, you know, really ends up getting missed because you're not developing. You're on the floor. I mean, the last full seasons he was going before that were those high school seasons. You miss your college season, you get to Golden State, looks good early, but then you get injured there, and you were never a part of the plan. So it's never seemed like, I don't want to say fair shake because you were the number 2 pick. I mean, that's, you know, you got there, but it's just, it's never aligned for him. And, yeah, it's unfortunate, sad to see, because we liked James a lot, James the person. We always talked about James the prospect,
right?
What he was going to do. Oh, this Golden State thing could be a good fit.
Yep.
Ended up not being. We talked less about James the kid, the young man that, we'd be super smart. Always came across as a down to earth cat. We liked him. We had him in the studio a couple times. Just hate it for James. The person, right, that may never realize those dreams that we Absolutely. All thought were going to come to him so easy.
Yeah.
I think we assumed a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be very difficult for him now. I mean, this is going to be a full year injury. You know, we know how extensive recovery is for these. I mean, he's on his, third team with the Pacers. And the league doesn't wait. You know? I mean, the league just does not wait for you. And again, I've said it before, we've had this discussion about James. I don't think the Warriors were the right team for him. I don't think he was on their timeline. And
it's hindsight, so easy to say that now, because am I mistaken when I said all of us thought that was a perfect fit for him, that he was,
well,
when it happened, we thought he fits wasn't it Looney back then or whatever else, and we said, oh man, now they're going to get the skilled big that they can plug right in,
right?
Just make that's what we were all there weren't many like saying it. This isn't a good fit when it happened.
Well,
we found out
what happened,
so make sure
Kerr didn't, you know, again, I understand.
And he got injured.
You're a professional, and so there was an obligation on the player standpoint to be professional. But let's not act like Steve Kerr and that organization did that man any favors with his development either.
Well, they didn't. At that time, they were not doing a good job, and still weren't for a couple years after that, it seemed, developing their young guys, because they're in win-now championship mode. They've learned. We have to do it. You know, Kuminga and others, they've kind of focused. We got to do that now.
Yeah.
But you're right. No, it wasn't a good fit from that standpoint either.
Like, that's been one of the things that Kerr has always been criticized about, even with Kuminga and Moody today, right, is his development of those players. Kuminga feels like he's coming along.
Now it's coming,
I think Moody just got paid maybe, like, this week. I think I want to say I saw that.
And they're doing with your boy Pods, right? They got
now. Pods is definitely and Trayce Jackson-Davis.
What I'm saying. Like, they've shifted gears now, understanding this is our only choice.
That's right.
If we're going to, you know, try to keep this thing competitive with Steph.
Yeah, and they weren't quite there when James was drafted. No. Again, James is ultimately responsible for James's career. That's the way it goes for
you. Yeah, you can't say every situation a bad one is a bad one for you. That's in the NBA. Golden State, Detroit, oh, it's just a bad situation.
Now, Detroit is a bad situation.
They're all bad situations. At some point, you got to be a professional, and you have to produce. Yeah.
We were having this conversation about Drake May and the Patriots, right? You can't just sit around waiting for Goldilocks-like conditions to put him in the game.
Yeah.
You know, like, at some point,
they're a joke.
He's got to play.
Yeah.
He's got to play.
Mayo's going to get himself fired.
Somebody reported he'd be fired this week.
He called the team soft, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, the player's soft.
So now they're going to quit on
you. You do that as a rookie coach, like the vets are saying, you haven't earned that yet.
That's right.
In terms of to take that public like
and
that.
Now they get
are grown men in that locker room, and they will turn on you.
No doubt.
You start throwing them under the bus publicly, and you haven't
you know this better than anybody, because your offensive lineman let you get sacked.
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
it was really the whole line that had decided.
They let you.
They wanted Lil Charles in there, man.
They wanted a different
QB. Come to find out, the young QB.
Because you called him soft.
He was actually older than me, come to find out.
You started over the older guy? I mean, he must have really been bad.
Again, bro was a grade younger than us.
But was older.
Come find out. He 49, I'm 48.
So he got held back.
Clearly.
So that's why he wasn't starting.
Again, they wanted him because
he couldn't remember the playbook.
He was more skilled. Hell, he was more developed. He was just he was in the damn seventh grade.
Was he more developed?
He's older.
Yeah, but he was not.
I didn't know
developed.
That then.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you were the starter because he clearly couldn't remember the playbook.
I was actually second string. First string goes down hurt. They went to Little Charles. They brought him up from the grade below, brought him up after I got hurt. I had a chance to inherit the job.
They brought him up.
Much like Andy Dalton.
Back to his right grade.
Much like Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
I inherited it. They didn't like it. They didn't like what they were seeing in practice. And they took me out to get to Little Charles.
So many parents these days hold their kids back for athletic reasons. It's reprehensible. It's disgusting. They want to, like, dominate.
Don't do that.
They want to be a year older.
Because you're talking about a lot of people in Memphis right now.
Well,
and a lot of them are very good people.
I'm not saying they're bad people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you're talking about they make their decisions for their reasons, and many of them are athletic reasons that you don't agree with.
Because you want to dominate a younger group.
That's them raising their kids. Yeah. You going to raise your kids. Some would say that you got a real problem, the fact that you won't let Riley go to Tennessee. Now, they may say that's kind of crazy. What if she gets a scholarship?
Okay, but if you're going to make it.
They may say, how you raising that?
If you're going to make it in sports, it's not going to be by dominating kids that are younger and smaller than you. You got to play up. That's what you did with CJ, right? Isn't he playing with the 12th graders this year?
No. He's playing on a 5th, 6th grade team.
Is he playing up?
I mean, it's a team that plays with 6th graders.
Got to play up.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. You play. All the best players play up. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I don't know if I hit a hit dog with that rock that I threw, man. It sounds like I did. I know you have not held CJ back.
CJ's actually 12.
No, he's not 12.
We've been lying.
And you would never do that. You would not hold CJ back.
I've seen situations like, man, where kids have got you're almost putting them in a situation where they feel like they got to lie.
About how young they are?
Uh-huh.
When they're 13.
Uh-huh.
But they're saying they're 8.
I wonder about, and I can understand, you know, and it's worked out in some ages where you've reclassed or whatever, but yeah, I just wonder, is the kid okay with that, right, at this point? Like, how's that coming up?
Yeah, because his friends.
In some cases, you're repeating grades. Now,
yes.
Again, well, let's just use the case because it was very public and he made it open and it ended up being a pretty good prospect. Curtis Givens III was held back publicly. And we had Curtis Givens on. He was talking about, you know, academically at MUS, this was actually an important thing for him.
Right.
Because the load was so big that he needed to mature.
Right.
And in essence, repeat. He ends up repeating a grade. And it worked out fine.
Yeah.
It worked out great. He's at LSU.
Right.
So there are cases, again, where I would say you got to slow down on saying
it's academic related, that's different.
In this case, Curtis went out of his way. This was academic.
If it's motivated by, I want my kid to start dominating in basketball, I'm going to hold him back.
What if he's a late bloomer? What if the kid physically is a late bloomer?
Then bloom.
You know.
Bloom with your right grade, man.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, fundamentally,
If it's not a conduct issue, you know what I'm saying? If it's not my kid really needs to understand, like, that's different. But if it's just a situation where, you know, my kid's struggling against this age group, I need to make sure that to give him some confidence, we'll hold him back.
I would say you need to be careful about that.
Yeah, that's – but it does happen, bro. It does. I feel like it, you know – I don't want to say any names, but it definitely does happen, you know? So, I'm not, you guys can do whatever you want to do. Y'all talking about holding CJ back or something?
You're going to be the first one holding young Dom back while you're doing all
this
talk.
No way.
To do that quite
bro,
a bit.
We'll retire from the game. Okay. We'll put the ball down before we do that.
Okay.
We moving on, bro.
Yeah.
You think James Wise never got held back
Once Lyft advises you, you know, let's hold him back a year. We think he's you know, we think it'll be you'll roll with it once the agency's advised.
Well, it depends. Who's the advice coming from? What are our guarantees? That's definitely a question. But yeah, man, I just to get back to James, I was really rooting for him this year because it felt like, again, winning team, lot of arrows pointing up. Seemed like he had some stability there.
Yeah, we saw him in the preseason. Looked good as a backup big, and the future as a backup big, maybe in this league, even against the Grizzlies, had 10 in that game, I think. We were all pulling for him, so it's devastating news for a guy that we liked a lot. And yeah, I think all of us assumed it was going to be easy.
He's still just 23. I mean, his career isn't over, but he's a bust. You know,
his career in the NBA might be over.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, man.
But he can always go overseas.
He can
and be a professional.
And don't forget, he speaks Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's going to come in.
I don't know how fluent he was.
Well, I think he was pretty fluent. I mean, I feel like there were interviews where he was asked questions in Mandarin or, like, asked to say something.
If he plays more basketball, take away all the injury stuff, and he had injury stuff early on at Golden State, but if he plays more basketball at Memphis, do you have a more developed prospect then that Golden State maybe isn't leaving behind because he is so raw?
He played 3 games.
That's what I'm telling you.
He played 3 games,
so that's
bro.
Why I will constantly look at you and tell y'all that was the wrong way, the whole fighting thing.
Man.
It was not the right way, and it was the same time Ohio State was dealing with Chase Young, and they sat him.
Well,
and all you had to do was sit James. Not this whole fight talk.
All right, well, that's kind
of – and you keep the carrot out in front of him of playing basketball for Memphis rather than having those 3 games and then everybody tell him, well, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
You keep it out there in front of him and he plays
– well, we don't
he
know.
He plays a season at
we
Memphis.
We don't know how many games he would have gotten if they – we don't know, right? We don't have – you know, could he have gotten half of that? It's possible. What I will say is that while that is true – his suspension was damn near over when he decided to leave.
I understand that.
You know, so that I don't know who was advising
but
him on that.
Once the advice was already coming, and you knew that's going to come. You don't fault the pro world for saying, "Come on."
Well,
just because we're in a boat where it would have been more beneficial for us, you don't fault that. That's part of the game.
Don't you think it would have been more beneficial for James to finish the year though?
That's what I'm telling you. Maybe you get a different James at Golden State, but I tell you, the mistake was made by Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And how it was handled. And again, part of Memphis's story is why it was handled inappropriately by Memphis. We're always the one getting picked on by the NCAA. I subscribe to all that.
Right.
And I did at the time. But I said, John, there's a way to go about this. Just pull him off the floor. Just take care of it in-house. Right? You tell the NCAA we sat him down. boom, suspension either less or whatever. You've already served your time like Chase Young. He's back on the floor.
Right.
No, it cost him.
It did.
All it definitely did. Cost him in his development.
Yeah.
He needed a year of college basketball.
Because you got to think, like, his first year in the NBA was a freshman year in college, right? So now he's only been in the league since 2020. You know, I mean, he's still swimming, you know, in terms of his development from a basketball standpoint. And now he's got the injury. So,
like you said, best thing going for him is that he's only 23 years old. So you're still a young man.
7 foot tall.
But how many times have you been through rehab now? How motivated are you still? You know, all those questions now coming to play.
Yeah, man, I hate it for him because it's going to be a long road back.
He's a smart kid, good kid.
Yep. And it's just, it hasn't taken off. It hasn't taken off for one reason or another in the NBA. Got a nice NFL slate this weekend, which we'll touch on when we get back. A couple of games, a prop I've got my eye on, so we'll get into that. And a little bit more when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John on Detroit FM, ESPN. You want to get better at the game of basketball? Maybe not you, but you might have a hooper in your house, loves the game of basketball, wants to get better. Get him out of Shoot 360. Get that membership. They're going to love it. Passing drills, dribbling drills, shooting drills, everything you can imagine. NBA courts at the location in Cordova. You're going to see an exponential spike in development and progress in the hooper in your house's game. Just telling you. Shoot 360 in Memphis. It's where all the good ones are training. The technology is what all the NBA players are using. It's right here in Memphis. Two locations, Cordova and Cairoville.
779-3176. Call today to get your membership, whether it's at the new big place, 1375 Big Orange Road, or 85 Market Center Drive in Cairoville, newly renovated spot out there. You are going to get your work in. And listen, don't come after you get that membership. Don't come without something that John said, a love for the game. Because if you don't have the love, that means you're not going to put in the work. And that's what Shoot 360 wants. It wants to work with the worker. So if you're a little one you've already recognized, got a passion for the game, get them out to Shoot 360. Again, 779-3176. The future of basketball training is here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's at Shoot 360 Memphis.
All right. We talked about college football this weekend. Obviously, day after that, we have week 8 of the NFL slate. We had Rams Vikings last night. We were fortunately on the right side of that one. In terms of what I've got going this weekend, I'll tell you what I have and I'll tell you what I might have.
All right.
So what I have is what Adam Chernoff left us with yesterday at the end of his call. Dolphins -3.5.
Yep, Tua back.
Got that one. I think everybody's got good vibes again. Tyreek's excited. Cardinals are off of a nice little win against a very, very ravaged Chargers team that had, like, nobody healthy in that one.
And Kyler Murray never wins two in a row.
He never wins two in a row, bro.
It's like 32, 33 straight starts. How does that happen? He's never been able to put together back-to-back wins.
Yeah, it's just
it's crazy.
Up and down, man. Up and down for Kyler. Do I love fading, our guy at Lyft? I don't. But, this is the way it goes, man. This is the way it has to be. So I have Dolphins -3.5, and I think, again – do I agree with Tua's decision not to wear the guardian cap? Not really, given his history, but that's neither here nor there. I do think he'll be able to push the ball downfield enough to beat this very, very overrated Cardinals team.
I would just say there's enough people wearing them now that people need to stop with this whole, it's ugly, I don't want to do it.
Right.
It seems like there's one or two of them at least every game now, and you figure that number's only going to go up.
Exactly.
Saw it last night. Some lineman had one on. Maybe the center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
anyway, it happens. They're everywhere now.
Yeah, and they've done a good job with the cover of them where you can't really tell unless
you... Oh, no, you can tell. It looked like a big old tablecloth.
You can tell, but you can't tell just watching the game. You know, you have to, look at them in the cut scene and the...
But that's why most of these guys aren't wearing it. It's because they don't like the look of it. They don't being made the potential to be made fun of or whatever.
I mean, have you ever thought at one point I'm going to make fun of this guy for wearing this?
No, especially a guy like Rapp, the Buffalo safety, that was coming off concussion. I mean, of course he's going to have it on. I'd say more power to you. You know, you're back out here, you're doing the job with me, and you're protecting yourself.
It's do you make fun of lab scientists when they wear goggles, bro? Like, it's just protective equipment.
Yeah, I think most of the league will have them on, but we could be talking 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I just think it's stupid. I do. But I do like the Dolphins in the game, regardless of all of that. So I have that. Also have a proper. Or I think it's a proposition is actually the full name there. But where you think we're going. I'm going to tell you where we're going. We're going to Las Vegas, my guy.
Ugh.
That's right. And we're going with Patrick Mahomes over 237.5 passing yards. Now, why are we doing that? He sucked this year.
Because y'all beat him on Christmas last year.
Ball knower. Right there. Ball knower. If Patrick Mahomes is going to have a game where he reclaims a little bit of that vintage Patty, it's this weekend. And the reason is very simple. The Raiders are the last team to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the last team to beat Kansas City Chiefs. And not only are they the last team to beat Kansas City Chiefs, they have been very, very outspoken about it.
Oh, yeah, had the Kermit dog.
Kermit that we talked about in the preseason. And then
yes,
Jack Jones said something again yesterday.
Why?
He said, I'm not intimidated by Patrick Mahomes.
Glutton for punishment.
He said, I don't think anybody in this locker room is intimidated by him. So, Mahomes is going to kill these dudes. And they just got DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
So, I don't know what Patrick Mahomes' average has been this year. I don't really care. Like, it just kind of feels like a year where, a game where they're going to pour it on. He did go 331 against the Saints, 245 against the Chargers, 217 against the Falcons, 151 against the Bengals, 291 against the Ravens, 154 at 49ers. He had the worst game I've ever seen him have against the 49ers. I've never seen him play that badly. And they still won the damn game by a lot.
He made some incredible runs in that game.
He did. He made that great run. He did. But I'm just, as a passer, 59% completion percentage, 44.4 rating, 2 picks, no touchdowns. I mean, he was just abysmal. So you got that too. He's coming off of that, right? And he's doing it against this Raiders team that's been talking and running its mouth for basically 9 months, 10 months. So, yes, I think Mahomes absolutely pours it on in this game, and I think 237.5 is short.
How about Cowboys 49ers and the fact that this banged-up 49ers team is a 4.5-point favorite over a Cowboys team that, John, you would appreciate this. Apparently under Mike McCarthy, coming off bye, very good, both against the spread and straight up.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Look into that, dude. 4.5 feels like a lot. Aren't the Niners a little too banged up?
They're very banged up.
Well, don't just look at the dysfunction of the Cowboys and assume this is an easy 49ers win.
Yeah.
We said it yesterday that this feels like, you know, winner gets to stay in the race.
Debo sort did of practice game, yesterday,
3-4
though.
And 3-3.
So that's one negative I would say about the Cowboys. I mean, I just don't think the Cowboys are a good team at all.
They are out of buys.
They would need.
They have been under Mike McCarthy.
They would need a lot, and they already have had a lot with Ayuk going down. But if Kittle goes and Samuel goes and Jennings goes.
I will side with you on. I don't know if you saw it this week. I mean, it's something with Jerry and going on this radio show every week. But the latest, it was they were asking Dak and CD about it. The tours.
Yeah, now the Cowboys fans
harass
them.
The Cowboys do. Yeah. They're using that as an excuse for their poor play. Now Dak didn't do it. He said, but CD said, yes. Sometimes it's bothersome. They're talking about the tours that Jerry gives all these,
yes,
you know, fans, but also yes, some celebrity highbrows, yes, too. And he lets them get close,
yes,
and maybe touch the zoo animals.
That's,
I think,
right,
was sort,
that's
of
right,
the feel,
right,
of some,
right,
of this. And so they're using that. They're just, I mean, in terms of distractions, you couldn't be more distracted because there's always,
yeah,
more stories going on than the actual football being played.
Yeah, like,
so that would concern me. I just wonder, is 4.5 too much? That's all I'm.
That's fair. I mean, that's certainly the great.
Don't have
the great equalizer, right?
Don't have the conviction that I did on Rams yesterday. But
yeah, you could do the Allegiant tour too, right? Like, you could, like some of these I don't know if every stadium does it, but you know, the big ones probably, you can book the tour. Like Allegiant, it'll take you through. You see the owner's suite. You see, you know, you go on the field. You get a chance.
Do you see them practice? Do you get close?
Well, I don't think they do it.
And
that's
their issue,
yeah,
is that they're, you know, some of the Dallas players are saying, well, we don't have, you know, safe places in here.
Yeah.
You know, places we can go, whether it's the cafeteria or the weight room, where we're not going to have somebody coming in here and say, oh, look at the players. And anyway, you can't use that as an excuse for your poor play. But
right,
it does seem their situation is a little different than other NFL places. That's what everybody was making. What Jerry does is different from even, I think, and
yeah,
even an Allegiant in terms of letting you come in.
Well, I don't know. They do have tours during the season. I mean, I went in the summer, so I don't know, you know, what that looks like. I don't know if they practice there, what times they do it. I don't know. But I could see Jerry saying, hey, you know, we want to make sure we give you
utmost,
experience. VIP experience.
So
deck.
Yeah. I don't have anything on that 49ers game. I do think Jaden Daniels is going to play though. I will say that.
Well, that'd be a development. Because the week has pretty much assumed, and the Adam Schefters of the world have much been saying, doesn't look like he's going to go.
Yeah, so he practiced today.
That's
he talked
different.
Today to the media, and Dan Quinn said that they're just kind of going to see how it goes. We'll assess how he responds to the work that we did over the next 48 hours, but we pushed it today, and now he's a game time decision. Now, here's how we'll truly know.
Don't get that boy killed out there for Tony Romo and Jim Nance.
Now, what was the number yesterday?
Be careful.
What was the number yesterday before you practiced? Do you remember off the top of your head?
It was like 3.5.
Three and a half. So yeah, if that number is not 3.5 anymore, that means that Jaden Daniels is going
to
play.
No, it still looks the same to me.
Let's see. It's three. It's Commanders plus 3 minus 20. So it's kind of in between. If he's ruled out, it will probably go to 3.5, 4. And if he's ruled in, it'll probably go back to a pick'em, would be my guess. If not, maybe Washington favored slightly, which would kind of interest me a little bit in Chicago if it gets to that. If I can get Chicago plus money,
because
I just think they are the better team.
Of course we are.
Jaden Daniels is the better player right now.
They have a middling defense.
But yeah, and that's probably generous, right? Like,
no, it's middling. I know they've played bad, but actually, like, statistically, they're about in the middle of the pack everywhere.
Y'all should be able to have some success on them.
100%.
I also like the over in that game. I do, because y'all will give up some points. Y'all will score some points, but y'all will give up some points. You're not bad. You're good defense.
No, they just had a string, like, 11, 12 straight games of 21 or less.
Yeah. Well, I don't need much, right? You played the Rams without the receivers, you played the Panthers, and you played the lowly Jags.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
as your boy Chernoff would say about the Steelers, it's been some pretty weak competition.
You did give up 21 to the Colts.
21 or fewer, I told you.
Was that AR? Yep, that was AR. AR came into your trap. No, you went into his trap and could not take over his trap. And did you see the
did
AR
guy?
He did two picks. Okay. He was terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
He was awful.
Should have won that game.
Did you see he cut his hair? By the way,
no.
He cut his hair, man.
And?
He's a new man.
Why should I care about that?
He's a new man.
They are in the running for that final wild card spot, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I'm ready for him to take a step from a developmental standpoint. They did beat the Dolphins, but it was not pretty.
Yeah, that ain't Tua.
10-24 for 129 yards. Did lead the team in rushing.
He's going to do that.
But, yeah, I like the over. I like the over in that Commanders-Bears game. That feels good. I've got the Dolphins minus 3.5. I've got Mahomes over 237.5. That's probably what I'm on this weekend. That's probably what I'm going to work with, for week eight slate, I should say. So
sounds good.
I don't know.
Good luck to you on all your bets.
Thank you so much, man.
You know, I can't help you like I did last night on every bet. So.
Yeah, we're continuing to track
you. You're gonna have to be a man and go out on your own.
Give me a pick this week, just so I can track you.
Again,
you going Cowboys plus 4.5?
If you heard the prophet. And that's
he's
a joke.
The prophet.
That's a joke. That's just all based on last night.
No, that's
I'll probably get embarrassed, but I'm telling you, go look up that Mike McCarthy coming off of buys and then reassess.
Yeah. How about the
everyone has written off the Cowboys this week.
That's right.
I like being there.
How about the Lions continuing that streak? You play the Lions, you get your ass kicked the next week too.
Yeah, I found that. Yeah, I that was a revelation to me.
0-5 against the spread. 0-5 straight up.
With Minnesota's loss last
night. So next week we'd be looking to fade the Titans, which is pretty easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so who would they play? They would play. It's not gonna be easy. They play the Patriots. I'll play the Patriots. I don't mind. I mean, if they're gonna win a game, it's got to be against the Titans, right?
I don't know. Are they tanking?
Yeah. The Titans are definitely tanking.
I'm saying the Patriots.
Well, they're both tanking, but at least one of them has a rookie quarterback that actually like has something to play for. So, I don't know. Patriots as a dog? Give me that. Give me that. I'm all about it, man. Especially after Mayo's out. They're going to be playing for the new coach. It's going to be a good week, man. They might actually be favored. That's the problem. You can't sneak this stuff over anybody.
That's a stay away all day. That's a bad mess.
Anyway, that's week eight in the NFL. We'll come back. Wrap this thing up here on a Friday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Going on this weekend, until this weekend, it's the 47th anniversary sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. or the buy one, get one, 47% off, or you buy one, get one as part of the purchase. They got all kinds of different options. They got tennis bracelets of all kinds of budgets for all kinds of budgets. It's the best shopping at Robert Irwin Jewelers because it's great people, great experience. Howie is going to get you exactly what you're looking for and just make you more educated about the entire process. Know you're making a great buy. Go to Robert Irwin Jewelers today.
Know this about Howie. You may not know you need the gift until you get over there and see the deal that he's going to give you on it. Then it's a deal. You can't pass this up. So head on over there. Take advantage of this sale. Again, 47% off for this 47th anniversary sale. Howie and his family have been doing it a long time. They know what they're doing, and they want to be your jeweler for life. So best believe it's going to be the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. Robert Irwin Jewelers, any location in town or online at rijewelers.com.
So we were talking a little bit about Halloween earlier. Did you ever do, and were you ever the family theme? Like you went as like, you know, I'm trying to think of like who you might have gone as.
Bro, I'm serious. I'm so old. I don't remember anything we went as back in the day.
I'm saying with your with CJ, like when he was like, he would be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was freaking Black Panther, dude.
And who were you? Were you
No, I don't Eric dress Killmonger? Up with him. No, fool.
You
I'm
never
the,
did.
I'm dead. No,
you never did. Never you dressed never dressed up. You've never worn a Halloween costume.
No, because I've wanted him out of this phase as quickly as possible, and his mother has continued to try to hold on to it.
Right. Well, so obviously, you know,
two different sides of parenting.
With Riley, I don't have that option. I have to play along. So,
because she's a girl?
Well, yeah, she's getting dressed up, bro. She's getting dressed up, and she wants me to be a part of it. So she this year is going to be Princess Peach from Mario Brothers.
So cute.
Dom is going to be.
I can't even hate on it. Riley's so dang cute.
Dom is going to be Mario.
Oh my god!
Right, and I get to be Bowser. Now here's the problem. I ordered my Bowser costume from China, LuckyOnesie.com. On Sunday, they told me 5-7 business days it'll ship. Well, we're in business day number 5, and it is not shipped from China. So, at what point do I need to start thinking about backups?
You got plenty of time.
Well, it's Thursday. Halloween's Thursday. How long does it take to get something over here from China, man?
Well, it's already running late. China gonna get it to you though.
Okay, you feel confident
China
about that?
China will get you. They're gonna get their money.
I'll just make it work. You know, but
Riley, it does seem like would be let down if Bowser's not a
no
part
question.
Of the picture.
I mean, it's last year we were Monsters Inc. I had to be Sully, the big blue one. She was the little. I don't remember.
Man, you're working hard.
I gotta show up for Halloween, man. It's just the standard that Riley has set for me.
And unfortunately, that's not changing anytime soon.
Oh,
because you got young Dom.
No.
You're not getting out of that anytime soon.
No. But it's kind of funny that she, you know,
better you than me.
That was one of the cool moments as a parent. One of the definite, like, most rewarding is when I put on the Mario. Like, Riley was up. I think Sam was out of town or at a concert or something. Riley got up. She came into my room. She said she wanted to watch a movie. We ended up watching Super Mario Brothers. And she loved it. She loved every minute of it. And it was just really, really cool to share because that was what I grew up playing, you know?
Absolutely.
And so for her to show any interest in something that I grew up playing and knowing about and loving, that was like, finally, this is paying off. Because at every other point, I was like, this is killing me, being a parent, man.
I had a similar moment making my son watch Wildcats, an old football movie.
Okay.
That's got Goldie Hawn as the coach of an all-boys in
yeah.
inner city black team.
Right.
That I grew up on. LL Cool J's actually, he raps the
yep.
theme song and everything.
Yep.
Talking about straight 80s. Chris sat through the whole thing. And I was so proud that he had connected with me on something, as you said, that I had been connected to in my childhood.
So yes.
I'm sitting up here saying, you know, you got Nipsey Hussle? He was named himself after Nipsey Russell, who's in this movie.
That's like, right.
Chris didn't give a damn about that, but the football sucked him in.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Those are nice moments as a parent.
Yeah.
When they connect to something you liked as a kid.
Exactly right. And so
we'll enjoy that. I want you and George to, I want y'all to enjoy your Halloweens. Now that you're still playing time
George,
till
you
before
have any
Thursday.
Kids?
Oh no.
Okay. No kids.
Not with all that gold on. He doesn't. I mean,
George in here. Yeah. Well, he got some gold on.
Yeah. Yeah. George got gold all over his body. It's not just. The
oh,
chains,
look at
him.
He's showing
me
over there. He's showing me.
My man is gleaming over there.
Well, you can't be King George. Not have any gold.
Again, that, you know, once you have kids, you less gold.
Yeah.
Typically that's how it happened for me, but George, I'm a big fan of your look.
Appreciate
and
it.
And we're excited to know what you're planning for Halloween.
George is...
Whose party are you going to?
Probably to some friends. Okay. No, nothing too crazy.
In DeSoto.
You're not going to stop his pimping. I mean, you're trying to get into the nitty-gritty.
Now, you weren't
there.
Down there when Austin Riley was down there, right? Austin Riley?
Yeah, I went to high school with him.
How about that?
This man went to high school with Austin. Awesome. You see how I find that and dig?
That's right. You dug. George is a member of the FBI. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Full-blooded Italian.
I did not.
That's true.
I did not know that.
You didn't know George?
No, I don't want to assume anything about what...
I'm back over here doing
look
this.
Look at him, man.
I
never
meatballs,
saw...
You know,
a lot of times I'm...
Look, you got the gold on. What's your last name?
Ruggiero.
Ruggiero, bro. Come on. He's the most Italian guy in Memphis, bro.
Again, I was just calling him George.
The King George thing, that's only because I'm the fourth.
Got it.
I'm like, I got to find something to...
King George.
Link on to there.
Yeah. Ruggiero the fourth.
Dude, this guy. It's been a good 2 days, man. Anytime we can have you back, man, we'd love to have you.
And he's got the Adidas on, bro. Yeah. You're like a New York Italian, bro. I mean, you didn't really.
I like how you lean into it. You're like, yeah.
That's what
I do. I don't think Italians have a choice.
No.
I mean, like, you know, when I go up to New York, my wife's half Italian. So when I go up to New York, it's like all that. Sal, Uncle Sal, everybody's Uncle Sal.
Yeah, everyone has an Uncle Sal.
Oh, she's got all of them, or Uncle Sal. She has multiple Uncle Sals. You know, that's just the way it goes.
Or like a Vin. Like a Vinny or
Vinny.
A Vincenzo. You
don't have any Vin. That's what we call Vince Williams, Vincenzo. You know, we're waiting on Vincenzo's return. But, yeah, man, we got your Italian sniffer. I think we've upgraded that to level 2 now.
Yeah.
Now you'll know.
You're a pro because you've married into the family.
That's true. I have an unfair advantage. I have an unfair advantage. There's no question about it. I've been to Serbia, which is not Italian, but, you know, the European flavor. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We got to get you out there. We got to get you to Belgrade. We got to get you to Italy, you know, et cetera. I think that's in your future, man. I really do.
Oh, a trip to Europe probably is.
I think it's overdue, honestly. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We got you to Mexico. Maybe we can get you to Europe next. So.
I thought you weren't going back to Serbia.
We're not going back to Serbia. We'll have to do Spain or Greece or.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, something or other. In the meantime, obviously, tonight you got the Memphis Grizzlies back in action right here on 90 FM ESPN. And we'll be watching. It'll be a fun night of basketball in Memphis. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Anthony Saint for joining us on the show, as always. Jeffrey and company are up next. They'll have the latest on college football, NBA, Grizzlies. You know the deal. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.